Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 84. The Final Work of the One True High Priest. For 2,000 years, the gospel has been proclaimed in the world. But is it being proclaimed in its fullness, in its pristine power? Jesus proclaimed it by his words, by his life and great sacrifice on his cross, and by his resurrection. His disciples proclaimed the gospel clearly, for they turned the world upside down. All kinds of sinners were redeemed from sin. And then he adds, and such were some of you. But you were washed, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The gospel was demonstrated to be the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. The power was in the message that Paul especially proclaimed. But in history an enemy arose who obscured its light. Jesus and Paul warned against his or its perversion of the gospel. Daniel describes this great development in history as the little horn. Revelation describes the same power as the beast. John calls this power the Antichrist. It obscures, twists, distorts, and misrepresents the pure true gospel so that its power to save to the uttermost is compromised. It has been the curse of history. But now in the last days the gospel is to be restored in its full pristine power to be demonstrated again as the power of God to salvation in the great antitypical or cosmic day of atonement, when the world's true high priest cleanses the heavenly sanctuary. This work will involve preparing a people for translation to see Jesus come the second time. Luther, Calvin, and the Wesleys were led by God to launch the great Protestant Reformation. But in their day they could not grasp the full light of the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary, that final work of the one true high priest. That will fully recover the truth of the gospel that must lighten the earth with glory. Let that light come soon.